You are listening to Adventures in Azeroth, and here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the Adventures in Azeroth. This is episode 91. I am your host, Lita, and joining me is my co-host, Stone, who is very long-suffering, and thank you, my friend. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm better now.
Excellent. Okay. All right. Well, I like to keep you on your toes.
Right.
Apparently.
Right.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Sure.
Anyway, how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
How are you doing?
You know, that's like a pickup line kind of deal, right? Like,
I'm doing well.
How are you doing?
Good. I was going to say, hello, chat room, and welcome too. We have got people. But it is that time again. So,
yeah.
Let's do a show
So you don't what? Let's do a show so you don't what?
So I don't give Stone a migraine. That would be the best way to do it. Yeah.
I think the correct word is aneurysm. Aneurysm.
Sorry. Uh-huh.
Right.
Anyway. Anyway, we've got lots to discuss in our time. So let's start up.
World of Warcraft news.
Get to it, buddy.
All right, so
yes.
8.3 is on the PTR, which is like puts a lot of pressure on my raid group because we're freaking out because we're only, I want to say, 5 out of 8 on heroic. We are not a mythic guild for sure. Mm-hmm. So we only do up to heroic. So we have 3 bosses left, but our team is in a bit of flux right now. So we're hoping after BlizzCon happens, we can get people back and doing things, and we can hopefully get it done. The estimate from what I've heard is people are expecting the patch to go out early mid-December, and then the raid, the next raid will open up in the new year. So, I mean, we still have some time, but Christmas is coming, and you know, people are going to be away and all that. So we don't actually have a lot of time. So getting a little nervous. It is on the PTR. So now there's like new corruption items, like it's corruption forging or something. I'm not 100% sure on it, because I don't go on the PTR, but from what I saw on Twitter, so I gotta take that with a grain of salt, but I did see some screenshots and stuff. I've heard and seen that some of the negative stuff about the corruption grossly outweighs the positives. So for instance, I'm just gonna throw out some numbers that might not be real. Hey, you're gonna, if you equip this piece of gear, you'll get like 2% increased haste. Great. However, on the same piece of gear, if you drop below a certain percentage in health, you're gonna do an AoE taunt on every mob within X amount of yards. Can you imagine doing a raid where you have this piece of gear on and you taunt everything, including the boss and the adds and all this stuff? That would basically wipe your raid. So I think from what I understand, there's supposed to be like there should be more tweaking. And I kind of get that they want to do this whole, we're going to give you some, but there's negatives too. So it's a decision. Like, do you really want to do this? Do you think you can deal with the bad for the good? Right. Yep. And I think the decision point is good. I think just the numbers got to be tweaked. You know, I think I saw a paladin tank posted up a screenshot of the cooldown of Shield of the Righteous was on a 23-day cooldown.
What?
Because of the stuff. Yeah. So yeah, so I think things need to be tweaked, but you know, it's not. I like that there's some choice.
Right? Okay.
And on the PTR is also is the new auction house stuff. So you know how they update it. So you know how they made it. So if you post one of something that should be probably posted in bigger amounts, you have to pay a larger amount. Well, that's going to go away. It's all going to group it up and all that stuff. So if you want to post one or two or three, fine, you can. And me as a buyer, I can go in, and if I only want to buy 30 of a bunch of 200, I can. Mm-hmm. I do not have to buy the full amount. Okay. I can only buy what I want, which is I like it. Okay. So get her done. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. 8 and 8.3 were supposed to be getting allied races in Volpira and the Mecha Gnomes. However, that's not the part that excites me. I'm gonna lean in here for dramatic effect. Just think of Dark Iron Dwarf, Death Knights.
What?
Yep. So the allied races are going to be able to play Death Knights. Now, I think some races.
Cool.
You know, lore-wise, it depends on how they handle the lore. I think some races, yes. Some races, no. Mm-hmm. However, because we have a new expansion coming up that, I feel likely involves the dead and all that stuff. I feel like then, okay, sure, it makes sense because all the allied races are now here in the game, and it just depends on what they're going to do, right? Because we don't really know. And that's also assuming that there's going to be a Death Knight kind of themed 9.0. But I get to make my main. I am saving the gold up, and I'm going to do a race change right away because my dwarf was always that race. It's just I couldn't do it. So I made him have like a red beard and all that. Like he was a fiery guy. Just I never was able to. And now I can. So I'm very excited for it. Yay. Very, very, very excited.
That's exciting.
I think that was it for 8.3 that jumped out at me. I'm sure that there's other stuff, you know, about. Isn't there like a pet battle dungeon too? Maybe. I think another one.
I haven't even looked it up.
Because I know that there's Strathholm is out now. Like it came out, I don't know, 8.2, but I think they're adding another one.
Yeah, I haven't done a pet battle dungeon for ages, so.
But besides that, I think that's it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Now there's also this cool thing called BlizzCon coming up. Yeah. So BlizzCon's happening.
6 days.
Oh man, at this time next week, it's 11 o'clock or a little bit after 11 o'clock my time, so it'll be 8 o'clock.
Yep.
Okay, it'll be 8 o'clock local. At BlizzCon.
Mm.
Oh boy. I'm likely going to be eating dinner. So, but then after. Maybe. Probably not. I don't really have a lot of cash to spend on it. So.
Please don't wipe yourself out.
I'm going to be going on a shoestring. So I was, you know, anyway. Yep. So, but there's, for people that are going early, I know people are already flying out there. I'm like, wow. I usually go the Monday to Monday. I feel like that's usually the best for me because it ramps up and then gives us a day to kind of relax a bit and then go back home the next day. However, if you're there early, there's a few events that I feel are important. DitchCon on the Wednesday, October the 30th. I believe she's doing a villains ball. Belle's doing a villains ball. So Belle from Pwncast. So it's could be any villain, not necessarily World of Warcraft or Blizzard. Could be any kind, right? So
any villain.
So that's going to be cool. I wish I wish I could go and see that, but I'm only doing this. I'll talk about it after. So and combat for the dorm will be on Halloween this year, so October 31st. And at the same time as that, it will be World of Podcasts on I think it's also in like Hall A, right? Room A, because they're on the second floor and they have room D, C, B, A, or A, B, C, D, right? So you can work from the bottom up or work from the top down. So it's gonna be interesting having, like, I wonder how they're gonna deal with the sound, because it's gonna get noisy in there. Like, it's for sure gonna get noisy, but I've never seen the whole thing be open, so I wonder if they're gonna have the like some of the barrier up a little bit to kind of protect from the noise from everyone else. I'll have to ask Seraphis about it. You can work from the bottom up. Yes. Layla,
Thanks, Layla.
I mean, pretty much. And then there's BlizzCon itself. Friday, November the 1st and Saturday, November the 2nd. Still only 2 days. I kind of, you know, there has been that request to make it three, but I mean, if it's 3 days, it puts more pressure on them to deliver more content, I feel, or maybe not have the content from the Friday and Saturday extend so long into the night, right? Or into the day or night, right? Or evening.
Yeah, because they have got stuff going on outside of that, haven't they? They've got a...
It's more tournament stuff. Well, there is. Blizzard is hosting a thing on Thursday night, actually. If you bought a Portal Pass, they're doing a Dark Moon Fair party or something.
That's right.
And honestly, I don't know why Blizzard did that. Because, I mean, I don't know if I necessarily want them to go and formally support a public party, right? But they must know that there's public parties out there, and you know, why would, like, it just, I just, you know, like, we've gone from years of, hey, you can go to this party or this party, and sometimes you can go between the two, but this BlizzCon for Thursday, you're not going to be able to go between the two, because you got to go through the gates and you have to get checked every time, right? So pretty much when you go into BlizzCon to go to this thing, you're not coming back out until you're done. So it's kind of a, you either go to this or go outside. And I don't know. I think the Thursday night is also the charity dinner, right? So that kind of competes as well.
Yeah, because remember when Boz went to that last year, we were heading to Combat for the Storm.
Hold on a second. You have to talk.
I have to talk for something. Okay. All right. I'll talk. Yeah, so last year, I know when we did the BlizzCon that Stone and I rocked up at, it was the dinner, pretty sure was that night of the con, because we met up with Boz. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah, it was on the Thursday night, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So that was good. So when do you actually fly in?
Friday. I land Friday at 11 a.m.
Okay.
So I'm missing, I'm like, when I land, the opening stuff should be in progress. So as soon as I land, I'm going to be going onto Wi-Fi on the hotel or on the airport Wi-Fi as soon as I can, just to see what, what's going to be announced. Right. So, okay. I'm, What else was there? This year, I think there was something a little bit different. They're doing wristbands this year.
Yeah, I heard that.
They are going to give you badges, but you do not need the badge to get in. You need the wristband.
Wristband, yep. Yeah. I think that's probably more practical.
If you need a accessibility tag, you do have to bring your badge. You still need the badge, and they will put the tag on it. And like last year, you are allowed to have one friend or care or caregiver or whichever marked with the same tag, and they are a companion, but you're only allowed one. So I think that's fair, because year or the year before, I think the one before that, I noticed, I think a lot of people complained about it, was that you'd have one person with the tag, but they'd save all of the seats, like all the seats that are reserved for everyone else too. And it's like, well, I get that you want to be with your friends, like all your friends, but you know, when other people need those seats and they have the tag, you know, you kind of took it away, right? So,
but we couldn't do that last year, and that was, you know, it wasn't a problem. Yeah. Like, you and Kerry went and sat.
Kerry was marked as my companion, because she is, because she's gonna take care of me when I fall down and break my face and poop my pants, right? So
don't try and break your
face. It can't get any worse than this, right? So you know, it would have been nice to have you up there, but then I also know that, you know, having more companions that are not disabled does take away from having seats.
Well, it's not fair, because that's right. So it's, you know, it wasn't a problem. I think I found a seat one time, and otherwise I stood up.
Oh, really?
So it was, you know, yeah, I think it was the first one. I couldn't get a seat. So I went over, was maybe the opening ceremony. I went and stood over on the wall. So that was fine. It was the second one when we went to the Warcraft panel.
Right.
Because I think I was about 10 rows back from you.
Yeah.
And when Metzen came out, and I think you just turned around and looked at me. I was like, Metzen!
Yeah.
You're like going,
don't go up there.
Don't make an embarrassment later.
Do not jump in.
Yeah. So that's understandable. But that'll be good. Fly in Friday and fly out what, Monday?
I'll talk about it after in my thing.
Okay.
Do you want to go into predictions? Like, I've written mine down. I see that you did not write yours down. Wow. Okay. Wow. Diablo. Honestly, I think Diablo 4, there has to be a Diablo 4 announcement of some kind. I don't believe there's going to be a demo, and I think it's just going to be a teaser, like a video of, oh, blah, 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 now you got to fight with this, and hey, it's coming out like next year or something. But I don't think there's going to be anything that you can play. There's apparently a Diablo 1, 2, and 3 available in the arcade. So I think I feel like that means that they're going to be remastering Diablo 1, 2, 3, which I don't know if you really need to remaster 3, because 3 works on modern computers, so it's fine. So I don't really know what they would remaster there, but Diablo maybe 1 is kind of maybe 2 I could see, because that prevents some looting bugs that were happening in 1.
Right.
Yeah, I remember, like, you could dupe, create potions and stuff. It's crazy, like, a lot.
Oh.
And items and stuff, too. So do you have any opinion, any predictions for Diablo, or do you care? Or because you don't really care, right? Okay. Right, okay.
So, I figure there'll be something. But, you know, as to what it is, my interest is about there. So, because it's not my game, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
StarCraft, I don't think that's going to be in anything new either. But they'll have number one, but apparently number one and number two are available in the arcade as well. There's a rumor going around, and I don't remember who I heard this from, but it's like a podcaster rumor that Ghost is being resurrected. Ghost was like a first person shooter set in that kind of theme, and it got canned. This is I think this was a good 10 years ago or so, and it didn't, and they began to work on it, and it didn't go well, so they did not release it. So it was one of these games that they worked on. They're like, no, no, just no. And it was supposed to be a first-person shooter kind of deal because they didn't have one yet. So,
But maybe, I remember it.
So
yeah.
The rumor is that Ghost is coming back, but I personally don't think so. Do you have any opinions on StarCraft? Any predictions on StarCraft?
No. Because again, I can't play StarCraft. Like, it's just, I tried.
Like, I played number one. I chose not to play number two because I felt like I didn't want to spend the money because I'm playing World of Warcraft. And I feel like I would have spent the money on that game and then I wouldn't play it as much. And then I'm like, well, I just wasted money and it just sits there and does nothing. Right.
I don't play it.
Two is free to play. Two. And I think the first expansion, and the first expansion are free to play.
Yeah.
The next two expansions for number two are, you have to pay for, I think. Cause I think they have three expansions. I think. They do have a remaster for the first game, which I did not buy because I'm like, I feel like I shouldn't have to buy it again because I already own the first game and it actually shows up in my Blizzard account list. I should not have to buy the remaster. Yes, they did. Yes, they did work to make it look good on widescreen, but come on.
Yeah.
I bought the game already.
Widescreen's good. Widescreen's good. Okay.
Heroes, are they going to add a new hero? Maybe. I don't know. Nothing much. This is a game I don't, I do not touch this game. I've played it.
I haven't played for ages.
The last time I played this was to get the mount for World of Warcraft. That's it.
Yeah. Oh, which one was that?
There's like a fiery.
The shiny.
No, there's like a fiery panther mount or something like that, or I don't know. I don't know. Mm-hmm. No, maybe it was like a purpley mount. I think it was a purpley mount.
Deathwing.
So Layla thinks that Deathwing is a new hero for HOTS, but that's already been announced. Yeah, I think I did see something, but that's you know, if it's already been announced, that's then it's not a BlizzCon thing. So is so are they going to announce anything at BlizzCon? I don't know. I don't. This is like a game for you where I don't have the interest in it, so I don't go kind of dig in and chase it down. So, I would defer to other people that play it more than I do because I don't.
Yeah, I haven't played it for ages, over a year,
for sure at least. So Hearthstone, they're probably going to have new card deck or new cards. This is a game. Again, I don't play this enough or at all to make a good guess. For me, I always feel like there's way too many decks and cards coming out too quickly for me to keep up with.
There been like two new sets
there
of
should have
expansions
been well they're supposed to be doing two,
like
yeah they're
year?
Supposed to be doing two or three per year so the one that just came out, I thought it came out like a month ago, maybe a month and a half ago, so are they ready to announce something new? I don't think so, but there is a area on the floor plan specifically for this game, so to me, I feel like that means that they're going to be doing something bigger than the other games. So that's why I think, well, maybe it's going to be a new bunch of new cards, or maybe it's like a different deck, or I don't know, whatever. Yeah. If this was my main game, I think the I think the cards coming out as quickly as they were is probably good. But as somebody that's like a noob, or that doesn't know anything about this game at all, to me, it feels like a big hill to climb in order to start to learn it and really play it. So, opinions on Hearthstone for you? Anything?
Well, again, I don't know, because it feels like they've already had quite a bit of stuff out. So, you know, what else are they going to do? Maybe bring out, I don't know, honestly, but I haven't played it for ages either. So, because normally I'm like, well, let's go play WoW.
You know, the only time I play it is when I sometimes sit in the waiting room waiting for my car's oil change to be done. And I get bored surfing on Twitter and all that, because, you know, sometimes Twitter is, you know, it's Twitter, right? So I'm like, I don't want to deal with this stuff. So let's go install Hearthstone. You don't. And that day I will remove it, because I know I'm not going to be playing it for a while. So there's no point keeping the app on my phone. Okay, so Overwatch. Definitely, I definitely feel like there's going to be a PvE mode. Like this game is supposed to be player versus player right now, right? So, but they are 100% coming out with a PvE mode. They are not coming out with an Overwatch 2. That is my opinion. I don't believe that they're going to come out with a completely different game, like a separate game. I think it's going to be built into the current game. Honestly, because I feel like Overwatch League is based on this game. They want people playing this game. Mm. And I kind of feel like maybe they want their, like, this is aimed at people that want to do player versus player. But if you want to expand the amount of players that could possibly play PvP, why don't you add a PvE mode to kind of get them hooked in a little bit? Maybe some of them will start going into teams, maybe. So it would be a good way to bring people in. They could possibly sell DLC stuff where you can download different missions and stuff. It's possible.
Yeah.
But I do not believe they're coming out with a different Overwatch 2 game. It's going to be built into the current game. And again, on the floor plan at Blizzard, there is stuff dedicated to Overwatch. Okay. So,
gotcha.
You know, they're not just going to come out with a hero. Something. It's substantial. Like, it's bigger than just adding another person. So, do you have an opinion about Overwatch? Because I know that you don't really play it. Like, doesn't it make you a little ill, right? Because of the motion?
Yeah, it's one of those that I really struggle to play. I quite enjoy it. I suck at it so badly, but you know, 20, 30 minutes and I'm kind of done, because otherwise it'll throw my vertigo into vertigo. Yeah. Yeah, so I normally don't, but I've always struggled with, like, just understanding the team thing. So a PvE mode might be maybe a gentler experience for me.
It should be, because my biggest pet peeve with it is when you join a team, to me, I feel like I need to listen to my team. So I need to enable the comms so that I am not the one dragging everyone down by not listening. Okay. However, your team, you can't really control your team and who says what. And man, I just, and you can report people, sure, But when you report over and over and over again, like not necessarily the same person, but the same stuff over and over, and it's just the same crap. And, you know, it just, it wears at you. I would love a PvE mode so I can go play and just, you know what? I want to kill some stuff. I want to learn how to play some of these players and actually go through like some kind of mission, not just sit around and shoot and shoot at robots. Big whoop.
Because they don't have like daily dailies within, do they? They're just missions, aren't they?
But they have the PvE mode sort of missions where you're on a team of like three or four and you go fight the computer. I think they're going to be doing more of that, but solo. So
So that'd be kind of cool. Like like dailies for it would be, you know, once you get to a certain point and then
it's not dailies, it's more weekly. So if you win nine arcade matches, and they could be any kind, you'll get three loot boxes. And then it resets every week, right?
Well, a weekly would be okay. Yeah, more weeklies. Sounds interesting. I guess we'll wait and see.
So here's our bread and butter, right? Is World of Warcraft. So you've seen what I've written down, right? Have you read what I've written down? Do you have?
Oh, I haven't. I see words.
Do you want to?
No, I haven't really read anything.
Okay. So do you want me to go, or do you want to say your stuff first, or what?
No, you go. Because there's a couple things I can say, but it's okay. Your thoughts are quite confound. I've just got a couple points I'm going to make at the end. So over to you. Go for it.
Okay. now I'm curious. Now I just want to get through this really quickly and hear what you got to say. So, blah, 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 blah. So what do you think about that?
Start.
Okay. So, I mean, 100% they're going to announce a new expansion. It's just...
Yes, agreed.
It's just... Yeah. I feel 100% they are going to be announcing a Scourge or like Dead expansion of some kind, where we are dealing with Sylvanas and then something else maybe near the end, sort of, where if you think of how Warlords was set up, where they did that on purpose to say, the big bad guy, we're not the big bad guy, but now Ghul Dan has left, and now the whole expansion is we kind of chased him, right?
Yeah.
To stop him from doing what he was going to do in Legion, and then halfway through when we killed him, then it went off to deal with the rest. So that's what I kind of feel like is going to happen here. I feel like I don't know if we're necessarily going to kill Sylvanas. I think we're going to deal with her one way or another, and then at the end of that, we're going to deal with whatever came about from that. So that's just what I think that the expansion will be. So I guess I think some of what I said can't really be verified true or false at BlizzCon, because it's the whole expansion and we're not going to know that. We're just going to get a teaser, right? But I think that teaser will be, we are dealing with her. Like, we are going to chase her, because now that we've dealt with stuff here and dealt with what's his face there, tentacle boy, Ensoth, okay? Now we're going to kind of join forces and deal with her, because she's pissed off and she's going to do what she's going to do, right?
Yeah.
opinions there, or no? You just want me to keep going, and then you'll butt in? Or
No. I'll chime in here because I still think we're going to be playing with the whole Azeroth is dying, and it'll be more focused on whether, I don't know, whether it's going to be we have to go forging, looking for a new world, maybe. Because Azeroth, you know, like everything that's happened, there could be an issue. So maybe we start to go out and look for another place.
What if we go back to Argus?
Who wants to go back to Argus? No.
Well, we could repair it. Well, we could repair it, and we can fix it.
I don't know.
Well,
I just think there's going to be a huge Azeroth, you know, Azeroth as a world as such is going to, you know, is still dying. Like, we haven't fixed Azeroth, so
correct.
We're not going to have Azeroth fixed by the time the next expansion's ready to hit. I don't think so, but you know, who knows? So it'll be interesting to see. Maybe it's a combination of like both.
They get better.
Azeroth is dying. Undead.
Well, no, I honestly think that there can be a combination of both. So I think we can both be correct. It just kind of made me think of what happens when Azeroth is born. What if we force her to be born? What happens to the planet? Right? So if we go look at Argus, he wasn't really born, was he? It was just his spirit that we were fighting at the end. I don't know if the planet is sort of like this egg and the Titan is inside it. So when the Titan is born, does it break the egg and the rest of the planet and people on it are dead? But when you look at Argus, did that really happen though? Did we beat him physically? Like, was he born and then that kind of thing? Or were we just fighting the spirit and that's why the planet was still kind of in one piece? Right? So if it's a physical thing and Azeroth is just going to be like, hey, I've been born, but don't worry about the planet, it's all good, it's just I'm gonna peace out or something, or maybe we help her, we're going down a rabbit hole, but maybe we shouldn't. I was just gonna say, maybe, you know, the next few expansions where our job is to raise her, right, like,
well,
so that
we know
she's,
that
you know,
planned years in advance.
Absolutely.
So we are aware that whatever they're going to give us, they've already got the next expansion and probably the next expansion ready sorted.
They said that they wanted to have each one would lead into the other. And that's why I was saying that Sylvanas is going to be a thing, because she did kind of take off in the same way that Gul'dan didn't get didn't flee. He was thrown into the freaking thing, right? Saying, you go. And he was like, you went
He's
to our
not
universe.
That bad.
Oh, no. he is terrible. I'm really sad that they killed him, but I just, you know, he was a good bad guy.
Anyways, he was a really good bad guy.
I think, you know what? I think we can both be right on that. I think this expansion could be about both, because I see that dealing with the raid at the end of this expansion, at this raid that's coming out in 8.3, I don't really see that that's going to be something that we're going to heal the planet. I mean, it's possible. We just don't know yet, right? So I guess we'll find out. Okay, so... okay, so can I move on or no? Are we good? Mm-hmm. We good? Okay. So, new class. So Layla says, Argus as a world soul was tortured by the Burning Legion for millennia before being commanded to awaken at the request of Sir Garrus. Right. So when, but in the, or I wonder if she's like quoting stuff off of a website. So again, I don't personally know if, you know, we were fighting the spirit in the end of the raid or the physical thing. Was it born, right? You know? So, okay. So moving on, we've got a new class. The Revenge of Azeroth.
Yeah, 9.0. Yeah.
I think this coming expansion. Nope. I think this.
It could be coming.
This coming expansion will be
10.0.
Wrath of the Banshee Queen. Wrath of the Banshee Queen.
No, it can't be Wrath of the Ban. We don't need another Wrath.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the only thing I think that it might not be a like that word Wrath, but Banshee Queen will be in the title of this expansion. It will be in the title of this coming expansion, Banshee Queen. Can't we just be done with Sylvanas? No, I like Sylvanas. Okay. Okay, new class. I think maybe. Sorry, no. I know I'm reading what I wrote. So I wrote.
Oh.
Okay, maybe, but I'm saying no. I don't think that we'll get a new class. The rumors are from many people that I've seen that we're gonna get like a tinker class.
Okay.
And LB has actually was saying, you know, he thinks that we're going to have a necromancer class. I personally would be worried about that particular class, because then I think that they're going to take our army of the dead away from death knights and give it to this new class, because you know how warlocks had that form. Demon form, right? Well, they took that away to give it to the demon hunters when they came out with that out with that class. And I'm like, you know, don't mess with my Death Knight class, please. I you know, I'm gonna be happy to be a, you know, dwarf again, and you know, like, but anyway, so I don't think that there's gonna be a new class. What about you?
Hadn't really thought about class. No. But I mean,
do we need how much
different
class?
Is a necromancer to a warlock? Like, it's really just a combination of a warlock and maybe a demon hunter. Really?
Well, death. So, because it's raising or a the death dead.
Knight. Yeah. Like, yeah, just I don't. I mean, I don't. I'm not worried if they do. Cool. But if they don't, going to be sad about it. So
he was saying that, like, he believes it's that class because they usually add in a class that goes along with the expansion. So if we have a Scourge expansion, well, it would make sense to have some, like, a new class that could raise the dead. Well, although Death Knights already can do that. Do not take that away. Don't take away my pet ghoul. If they take away my pet ghoul, I'm going to be so mad. Like, don't take away my pet ghoul.
You're going to be so cranky.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to be very cranky. Oh, yeah. Okay, so the next part, I think that they're going to have a faction transfer where basically you can pick your race, any race you want, and then you pick your faction, sort of like how we do now with pandas. Panda will level from 1 to whatever, 10 to 12, right, ish. And then you pick whichever side you want to go on, right? I believe they're going to open that up to all races. I personally feel like that would actually be a good thing, because then now we can queue with the other faction into LFG, LFR, all the other stuff, or even LFD, right? Blah, blah, blah. And it should help with queuing times, because it should double the number of people. However, when I think about it, I'm like, well, you're not really... Yes, you're going to increase the amount of people, but I think the ratios are going to be the same. So maybe it won't help. I think there's precedent, sort of, in that we already have a cross-faction auction house. So we already have that. And it feels like... It feels like to me that, you know, I think they might be ready to not have the factions at each other's throats. It feels like, you know, hey, we're fighting. Oh, let's put everything aside. We got to fight the big bad. Then let's fight again. Oh, let's put everything aside. We got to fight the big bad. Like, it's the same thing over and over. So I kind of feel like... So I mean, it is World of Warcraft. I know. Yeah. It's not World of Peacecraft. I know, but I don't think you're going to be able to have an alliance title player
right there. Hang on, let me write it down.
It's not the World of Peacecraft. I don't think you're going to be able to go jump on a Horde character and go fly to Ironforge and not get killed. I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's just you're going to be able to pick your race. I can go pick a dwarf, and I can go make him go Horde. And now he is Horde. And I think for the existing characters, I think they're going to have an option to do a quest chain and probably a pretty hefty cost amount. Because remember, Blizzard can make money off of faction transfers, right? Now, if they built something like this into the game, they need to be able to have a gold value or time value to be the same ish as how much they would charge for a faction transfer. So I think they can do it. They're just going to make sure that it's the same cost one way or another, right? I feel like it's coming. I'm not saying World of Peacecraft. I'm saying you can pick your race, but just because you've picked that race doesn't mean that you must be Horde. I'm saying you will get to choose.
Yeah, which is an interesting option. I still would really like them to give the option for, regardless, that you can play with your friends. So, you know, if you're on your main, like, it shouldn't matter, because especially if you've got to max, maybe they say, okay, not as you're leveling. Okay, I can understand that to a certain degree. So, you know, it could be the reward for getting to max level, that you can be like, okay, now we can go run some dungeons, do some raids, you know, do that kind of thing. But it would be nice that when we want to do something together, that,
like, you mean like you go take screenshots, in-game. Right? You know, like
in game.
Wow, I was talking about screenshots in game. What did you think? Because all of a sudden you're like, whoa, right?
No, just
busted.
Just that we can. Stop it. Just that we can. You know, that if you want to be on your Dark Iron Death Knight and over here I'm on my Undead Warlock, that if we needed to, you know, that we don't have to jump, you don't need to jump over to your Horde turn, I don't need to jump over to my Alliance turn to be able to do stuff. Mm-hmm. That's not just with you. I mean, that's with other friends that play other factions.
So it's not just, I'm not the only one that you play with? Man. I totally understand what you mean.
Yes. And so
it would be nice to be able to not, like, if we were going to do a group together, like to do a five man or something, and I've got to go switch over to your side, or you need to switch over to my side, and you know, like, Lita likes to play with people. Let her have her fun. Absolutely. I'm not
thanks, Callie.
I'm not shaming her. I was taken aback because I thought I was the only one. So, yep. Okay. So, I would like to have like a mercenary mode or some kind of a thing where we can group up and we can go run this stuff, you know? Sure. Mm. I think party sync was a great thing that they put in, and I think that is the first step. And once they've worked out the kinks of that, because I think there's I think they were saying that there's some bugs with quests that might not scale appropriately, but those things that they
she loves it.
I completely agree with her. It's they needed that.
It's getting closer to them maybe bringing something like that. It just, to me, it feels like it would be, you know, let's have our horde, let's have our alliance, let's have a neutral faction, whatever. Like, it's just that sometimes, you know, I'm always going to be horde. Or neutral, that you can just be like, well, you know what, I just want to play with my friends. Like, That's it. So it doesn't matter. I like undead. Everyone else is over here playing a night elf. Well, how come why do I have to roll a night elf to go and play with my friend?
Yeah.
So just would be nice to have some sort of option. Even if it's not necessarily while leveling. Even if it's, you know, you've got to get to a certain point, or I don't know, just be something, because whether it's a reward, whether it's an achievement, you know, certain things, I don't know. Just, it would be pretty cool to be able to have something like that.
So I think they are going to announce something like that at BlizzCon. This is pretty big, so it's not like something that would come in like 9.2 or 9.3 or anything like that. This is a huge change, so this has got to be like a 9.0 change kind of thing. So the other, I think the last one I think is going to be announced for World of Warcraft is level squish. I mean, I got a survey on what I thought I would like to see with a level squish and why not and all that stuff. And I filled that out. And I personally think that while they have not formally said, like, they've not made a blue post saying this is the level squish and this is what we're going to do and blah, blah, blah. Like, they've not come out with like this full list of what they're going to do. So right now we know that there's a level squish, because Ian's kind of talked about it and there's been emails sent out. It's not been formalized. So they could just be like, no, you know what? We're not going to. Because maybe the feedback was, oh, God, no. Please, no. But I think what they're going to do is, I think they're going to announce it at BlizzCon. I think they're going to have level 60 is our max, plus expansion power. So as you play through a certain zone, you will, and doing quests and achievements, I don't know what, but you will get more power in for that zone. So when you go try to farm
more power,
when you see it screwed me up, Lita, Lord Tundra and Jesus. When you go farm mounts, this is one of the issues that I have. I'm like, please just don't affect my mount farming, please. You know, just don't, please. Because there's some mounts I still don't have, and you know, I'm still trying, please. Because I like trying to farm these damn mounts. I don't want to spend a half an hour on one mount attempt. That's just silly.
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, the more that you do, the more power you'll have. And I gotta yell at Bob for a second. Hold on.
Okay. Yell at poor Bob. Still yelling at Bob. Excellent. Hasn't quite used dad voice, so that's okay. Nope. And
as soon as I move the chair, he's like,
yeah.
Oh, he jumps down. He's sitting there and he looks at me. Oh, I'm not supposed to be up here? What's up? What's up? What's up? Bob. So basically it again, you know, you could have 50 power in mists, but only 30 in warlords, right? Because you didn't, you know, do as much there. So it just depends, right? I feel like that's the way that they're going to go. I don't know if it's the right way, the wrong way. I have no idea, but I feel like 60 is going to be the new max, because I feel like 60 is reachable, and it's got that classic feel to it, right? I personally don't. I like the level. I do not. I rarely pay for. Actually, I don't even. I've paid for a boost once to help a friend once.
Okay.
The other boosts that I quote bought were because of it came with the expansion, right? Which I don't particularly like, because I don't want to have a level boost that I don't necessarily want to use. Why am I going to pay more for this boost that, right? I want to have the option to say I want the expansion with no boost. Let me pay less, please. So, I like the level. So I find level 120. Yeah, it's far. It's up there, sure. But you know, I play. I like the level. Some people don't. Wow. What is there something behind me? Like what's going on? All of a sudden I'm like, I said I like to level, and you start to smile. What? I like to level.
I was just thinking before it would be good if they bought out. You know how you can
She's gonna get derailed. And we still have to do our where are we and wow and all that stuff too. Good lord.
I know. But I was gonna say, you know what would be really, really cool? That with the collector's editions for the next expansion, to have that what would you call it? The options that if it's like the digital versions, obviously you've got the, you know, you've got the physical and you've got the digital, but how good would it be if you just were able to go, you know what, out of all this stuff, I just want this stuff and I want to, and that's like $10 or $20. If I want to add, then that becomes another five. But you know, but I don't, I want this, you know, like to pick and choose.
Absolutely.
Because it's our account and that's what game and yeah.
That's what they do on like other platforms, just not Blizzard. Blizzard doesn't do that, and I don't really understand why. I mean, they want to charge a large amount, and you don't have a choice. And I think if they gave people the choice, I think they might actually sell, like, earn more in lower value sales. They would make up in volume, right? So
I think people want more options nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, like, fine, then give them the options. What's it gonna cost? It's a digital thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know. Yeah. Anyway.
It's hard.
Interesting.
Level hard. Squish.
It's hard. So, I've got one.
Cool.
One
go for it. Go have, for it. Okay? Go. Yep.
So the only thing that I would really, really, really love to hear about would be they would finally give me my mobile pet battles so I can do super squat days on my phone.
I mean,
drop mic. Off I go. That's it. That's my prediction.
Allie, you and me. Yep. I personally think they are going to come out with a pet battle app on the phone. I do. I didn't write it down, but I completely agree with you. I like.
That's what I want.
I know that you're saying that's what you want, but do you think that's what they're going to announce?
Definitely. Because I want it.
Do most WoW players even have a phone? Wow. Wow. Yeah. Can you imagine if they led off with that? Right?
That would.
Can you imagine that? I mean, it would be funny because they would own what happened last year, right? So I think that would be a good thing. And owning that kind of deal, you know, how it kind of opened up anyway. So, anyway. I think are going to have a pet battle app for your phone. Yeah. I don't think it's going to be
An Aki one too.
I don't think it's going to be like Pokemon. An Aki one. No, you're not. You're not. I don't think that you're going to be able to go around and
dig. You could.
No, you're not going to be able to go around in World of Warcraft on your phone. I feel if you do a mobile app like that, you are going to be just trying to level up your pets, possibly getting pet rewards and fighting tamers.
PvP battles.
No. Well, you could probably do that too, but you're not going to be able to say, hey, I'm going to use my phone and I'm going to fly from Org over to Northern Barrens and go find that pet that's around. Yeah. No. Because, I know phones can do a lot, but holy crap. I don't think it can do that much.
The same thing. If you're in game, you shouldn't be on, you know, don't allow for you to do pet battles on your phone while you're flying around. I don't think that's fair. Mm. However, when I'm on lunch and I've got, you know, I've had my lunch and I'm like, oh, what can I do? Let's do pet battles. Hearthstone. That would be good.
No. Actually, then I would never play that game. I'd actually go play World of Warcraft pet bad battles.
Exactly, because so, you're like, anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Super squid. Well, we will see in a week and a bit's time.
In a week. This stuff will be announced on that day. Like a week from now, we will know for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
To most. I'm still looking at Layla's. okay. Let's do weeks. your month in WoW.
I've done so much.
I know. That's why I want you to do yours, because I've been doing a lot of talking. So.
Okay. All right. I can do some talking. Sure. All right. So I've been super, super busy in WoW. Mm-hmm. This is what I've done. My normal tune. My runs. Yep. Got nothing. That's what I've got.
For the Headless Horseman?
Already got Headless Horseman, so
What are you trying to get?
Mount runs, Pandaria.
Oh, the world
boss. Warlords. Freaking yeah, the bosses. Usual, like just the usual, like ICC, Demu office. Anyway, no luck, nothing. You get that. I have been doing archaeology though. I spent quite a few days doing that the other week, so I was doing that Mantad strat. Which was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually forgot how good that was. So when I saw you streaming it, I was like, oh my God, I need to go do that. So that's what I ended up doing for, I think, like 3 days straight. Just go archaeology. I got a fair bit of done in Pandaria, which was good. Because I'm still trying to get.
You're still working on the achievements out there.
So many.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They
went crazy on the achievements over there. Yeah.
Yeah. And Warlords is the same.
No. Warlords. No way.
It's very similar. Yeah, it is similar. They're still Pandaland, horrible.
Like, Pandaland was supercharged. Okay, like they went over the top. Warlords, I actually got done first. Like I
no, well I haven't.
You know what the hell?
I gotta do it in order, so I'm just what? It annoys me. So anyway,
I
gotta do it in order. I like to finish, like, get the Pandaria archaeology done because I'm still trying to do that. Okay. What, 6 years later? Then I'll work on, you know, that. But I did do some of BFA archaeology too. And then I'm like, oh, go back to pedal.
Yeah.
So
I need to. She likes, wow. Wow. I just, archae. I
was going to say.
Oh my God. Okay.
Thanks, Ellie. Yeah. That's for Ellie. So yeah, that's pretty much the normal stuff. Because I've kind of been busy doing challenge too.
Right.
So yeah.
So I've been the opposite, right?
Yeah.
I did one challenge tune over the last month or so, and it was my pacifist, because I'm probably not going to be on anytime soon. I think the next time I'm coming on podcast is like December. So I did my pacifist and I got the candy buckets. And last year, I actually died, right? I died to the elite dragon in Badlands going for a bucket that I probably shouldn't have.
She was sneaking.
I was sneaking around and I snuck right through the dragon's path. How stupid was that? Very stupid.
Yes, I remember that. Mm-hmm.
So this time around, I didn't make that mistake, but I got them all done. It was good.
Nice.
But okay. I've been focused on other stuff. I got
nearly two levels on my passy.
I got, I don't know, actually.
Yeah, but I'm at 96 now.
Oh, okay. Okay, because I thought I had more, but... Yeah, I think it has more of an impact at lower levels than it does at higher, right? So so maybe that's why.
No, I think I was still getting like 7,300 or something for the candy buckets on the big girl. So
I want to say I got three or four levels, but I'm not 100% sure at all. I'm not certain. So I've been leveling. I got my Mechanome rep done. Because I wanted to get that done, so that's just done. I only did world quests. I didn't do the PvP stuff. I don't care about that. I didn't do the PvP. Not that. I didn't do the Mechagon dungeon. I didn't even bother with it. I just did the world quests. Easy. Mm-hmm. It's done. And I'm working on Volpera rep. I'm about 8,000 into revered, and also just doing world quests. I'm not even buying the that inscription buff to give you 10 rep for every world quest.
Oh, the contract.
Yes. I'm not bothering with that. I'm just go. Because this race is going to come out in January or no, December. Yeah. So, I have time.
But you can go and get the 2 hour Hallows End buff.
Yes, absolutely. And you get 10%. Absolutely. I have been doing that.
Use that because that's 2 hours.
Yep.
So,
So that's that. Archaeology. Okay, so it reminded me to talk about it. So I finished my archaeology in Battle for Azeroth. So that's done.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And the Pristine Scepter thing still didn't work. Like, not the Pristine Scepter, but the Scepter of blah, 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 you know, to give me the mount. From Tolvir. I still couldn't get this damn thing to drop. So we did the Manted thing, and that's where I dreamed it, and I did I did it over and over and over. I'm like, my God, it was driving me nuts, and it wouldn't spawn. And finally, it spawned, but Rarity didn't come up with a thing saying, "Hey, you got it. It spawned." I thought I saw it spawn, and then when I looked again, I did a double take, it showed a common piece. I'm like, what? Hold on. What's going on here? What's going on? So there is an issue with Elv UI showing the incorrect piece.
Yeah.
And when I went into the, when I went back into, so I closed Arky and I went back into the profession, and sure enough, it's there. I'm like, okay, okay. And then if I moused over something else, it changed it back to the common one. So I was like, okay, it's there. It's there. So we finally did one more manted run, and I got enough pieces to finally get this mount. And now I'm done. Arky is done, unless they start to add more mounts. There are I did get another pet from Battle for Azeroth from the Horde side, but I'm just, you know what? Just for now, Arky, I'm done with it. I'm finished, right? So, man, mounts have been dropping for me. I don't know what the deal is, but Rukmar, I got that one. That's a 1 in 500 chance, so it's not as bad because it's not as bad as the Shaw, which is like 1 in 2,000. It's insane. I got Mr. Sazine. That's a 1 in 300 chance. It's a LFR. It's the Naga Queen from Tomb of Sargeras. It can drop from LFR or higher. So I just run in on the lower and just go. Mm-hmm. And it dropped the other day. It dropped this week, I think.
Nice. Well done.
However, Blackrock Foundry continues to elude me. I'm at 169 attempts on a 1 in 100 chance. Which one's that one? It's a iron... No, it's a Iron Hoof Destroyer or something like that. I don't know. It's his mount, and he's not dropping it. And I made a post on Warcraft forums about what is the rolling method. Is it a one in, so is it one roll in 1 in 100 and you have a 1% chance, or do you get 20 rolls in order to hit that 1 in 2,000 chance? Because they did say back in January of this year that they fixed the issue where your chance scaled with the amount of people in your raid. So if you were doing a mythic raid, and it's only you, well, you only have a 1 in 2,000 chance, so have fun with that. So they said they fixed that, and now Rarity reports that it's a 1 in 100 chance. So does that mean that Rarity has confirmed that the rolling method has been changed? Or is it Blizzard is just giving us 20 rolls because 20 man, right? Or 20 person in Mythic is the max, right? So 20 rolls at 2,000, which, so I did some testing, I ran some scripts, and in the long run, it works out the same, okay? So that's fine, but in short term, they are two significantly different things. I would much rather have one roll in 100 I'd rather have one roll to get 1 in 100 versus 20 rolls to get 1 in 2,000. Because I'm not sitting here trying to do 1,000 and 2,000 and 3,000 attempts. That's when it starts getting a little bit more better for each other. Short term, it's not good. And the people on the replies on my posts were like, what's it to you? What does it matter? And I'm like, you know what? If they had read my post, they would know why. Right? Why? You know? Stone isn't sitting there trying to be like me and Deathwing. Listen, Layla, I'm not, you know what? This is not about me and you. Okay? This is not about you and your attempts on Blazing Drake. Okay? Absolutely not. Okay? But I'm getting pissed off because this damn thing should have dropped already. And I've got many characters that have done the skip, and we're running through them all in one streaming session, and we're not getting anything, and it's frustrating as hell. So I just want to know, like, I just want to know what the method is, and what's it to me is I want to know. The same reason people were like, hey, why is this guy blue? Well, what's it to you? I just want to know, because this is how people think. Like, we want to find out about stuff. What the hell? If and the people replying that, you know, are not going to help out, don't reply. You're not helping. Get the hell out of here.
Well,
I should not have posted. And I told myself, do not read the replies unless it's a blue. Do not read the replies unless it's a blue. And I still went in and I read the replies. And I'm like,
every single one.
And I'm like, you know, Stone, you dumbass. You know? So that's on me, right?
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
People on the internet are bots. Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Lila. The other thing that I want to say with mount runs is that I'm leveling my alts up, right? So I'm not running any character that's 120. Because I don't care. I have everything that I need, all the toys, all the mounts, everything. So I'm leveling alts up and that's it. I've got three characters I run that could have a chance at the Headless Horseman mount per day because they're level, they were like level 110, right? I had the Headless Horseman drop today for one of those mounts, for one of those alts. And I only ran it 23 times this year on those tunes. 23 edits. Yeah. And I know people are trying to get this damn thing. And I would love to be able to gift it to a person. You know, like, I've got it.
I know.
What do I need it again for? Right? You know?
Yeah.
Maybe just don't have it drop again. I think it'd be
nice to gift to someone in the party. Like, to me, it's like, oh, well, I got it. Sure. Hang on.
Sure.
Stay in the party. Sure. Who doesn't have this roll? I'll give it to whoever gets the highest roll. Like, to me, that, like, just send some love out there. Yeah. You know,
I would totally do that. Yep. I mean, I was thinking, you know what? Like, if you couldn't gift it, then make it bind on, I don't know, use or something, so that you can at least throw it on the auction house. So at least somebody that's got the gold and wants to spend it can spend it, and they can get the stamp out. I mean, I personally would gift it to certain people that I know for free because I know that they're trying to, like, this is the third time it's dropped. What the hell? Layla is looking for the Blazing Drake. That damn thing, it's dropped for me four times. The first time, yeah, I need it. The other three, I don't need it. What, you know, why can't I gift it to her? Right? Just let me help people. I mean, it does me no good to just sit there and delete it. Right? Let me gift it to a person that I know wants it. Please.
Yeah.
Please.
Can I just say, Layla, if you've got any complaints, Stone will be at BlizzCon next week. You can go and personally smack him.
Is Layla going?
There we go. I don't know. I'm just saying. But I don't think she's going.
Why?
She might want to smack you.
Why? No,
she had it four times.
But she knows, though, right? And she knows. And as much as I feel like, you know, it kind of bugs her a little bit, I try to put across a point where I'm not saying it to piss her off. I'm saying it like I want to help her. And it's not just her, too. It's like, I want to, you know, if I've got this damn thing, okay, I know I'm going to move on. Because you're like, she's playing around in the show notes, like, let's go. You know, I want to help people, man. Anyways.
Yes.
So, BlizzCon, I was not going. And I was not going. Nope. I was 100% not going. And some stuff happened, and Toasty was able to offer up his room so we could keep the cost down. I found a cheap flight, and Carrie, the boss, gave me the thumbs up to go for 2 days. So I'm going from Friday to Sunday. Friday noon to just after Sunday noon, roughly. And because of daylight savings, works out to about 53 and a half hours. I've counted the amount of hours from landing to leaving the hotel.
Yeah.
So I hope I'll see. I've got a list of people. I'm like, okay, I only have a certain amount of time. I need to meet these people because, you know, like they're, you know, like people, like people that I meet every year, but
stick yourself in one place and tell everyone to come to you.
No, because not everyone's going to come to me. Like, you know, like really, really. So I've got to go track everyone else down, right? Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have lots of friends. So I have to track people down, right? So,
yeah.
And then I'm trying to work on Allie to get her to join our guild and all that stuff too. So that's a whole nother thing too that we're trying to.
No.
So we're trying to get her into our guild. So we managed to get her into our dinner too, or at least I said she's my plus one and plus two because I invited her.
Oh, so her husband. She's welcome to go to your dinner. Oh,
well, our guild is Alliance. Gotcha. Our guild is Alliance. You are Horde. And again, like last year, I said I was under the understanding it was guild only. And because we're trying to get Allie into the guild, that's okay. But you're not in the guilds. But then at the dinner, they're all like, oh, why didn't you invite you? I'm like, well, you told me it's guild only. And they're like, no, we said it was okay. I'm like, yeah. So
it's fine.
Yep.
I'm not bitter about it.
Well, that's okay. You can be bitter about that, and I can be jealous about the other thing. So I'm very jealous of you right now. I'm very, very jealous. So, okay. Very jealous.
Where in the world?
Where in the world? Where in the world of Warcraft are we? Okay, let me show the one that we had from last week. Last week. Last episode. All right, is this the right one? September. Yes. Okay, so this is the one. Do you want to read these? My mouth is tired.
Okay. All right. So we have got, we got a couple of responses. Did they come in that order? I didn't think so. I thought.
No, I wanted to put these two first and then have Layla's last.
Okay. All right. So the first one came from Titans Creed, says, looks like the Badlands, Kargoth, presuming classic as new Kargoth is ruined in retail. So that was from Titans Creed. Then
no, wrong.
Thanks, Layla. Then Ganon360 had also said Duatar in one of the barracks near the front gate. But if you want specifics, the barracks where Sal, Fang, and Anduin meet before the end of the war campaign. However, I think our best response and really was the first correct response, wasn't it?
Yes.
Really was that the lovely Layla tweeted us with this tweet saying, I'm just going to go ahead and leave this right here with a smile and a wave. And sure enough, had attached
Hold on.
A photo.
Wait.
I'm trying to string it out.
Okay. Go. Bam.
And Layla is there. Yeah. There she is.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
So she got the screenshot. Here, let me switch back and forth between. Oh, well, that. Yeah, okay. All right. So pretty close to the same screenshot, but she's standing.
Yeah.
She's in front of the thing where we're
that's
behind.
That's fine.
Are you sure? Are you sure that's fine?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
I am completely fine. I personally really love that she does that and doesn't say where it is because then other people can't be like, oh, yeah, it's over here too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're looking at hers, right?
Mm.
So.
Yeah, she's just like, hi, look where I am.
So
and it's just like, yes, she got it. Yes.
Well, I mean, we kind of already know she's going to get it. So
You did well. You did well, sweetie.
Absolutely.
Loved you for it.
I think your max camera zoom is set greater than... Oh, okay. Mm. Okay.
That's okay. That's fine. You nailed it, Layla. It's ignore stone. It's fine.
What?
New one. Ready?
Yeah, so Layla and Ganon were both correct in front of the gate. Layla, keep doing what you're doing because I really like what you're doing.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So the next one is I'm going to show it for about 2 seconds and a 1-1000, a 2-1000. So there you go. Yay. So, yeah, have fun. It shouldn't be too difficult for certain people. Other people might, you know, they might not know where we are and go have fun. Go explore World of Warcraft.
Go have fun. See what you can come up with.
Let's make this a little bit more clearer in that this is not in Classic. Maybe we should make that distinction because, you know, with Titan's Creed, he was saying presuming Classic. Right. So yeah, we are not doing Classic. This picture is in retail.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So. At this stage everything's in retail, you know, there's too much to do in retail.
Absolutely.
So we would, I think, not knocking classic,
it's just I think for the photos or the screenshots, we should definitely say which one that they're in. I mean, I'm not going to exclude that we could possibly be in Classic, but we will tell you, right? You know, so... all right, so... Go ahead and finish us off. Yep.
Okay.
We had nothing else. That was a thing. Come on.
No.
Come on.
Anyway, I'm just like, hi, welcome.
Come on.
I just think the better of everyone.
As soon as I saw the first thing, it was just like, you know, yeah. And then when I saw you typing, I'm like, why are you typing?
I'm just being nice. I'm a nice person. No, that's why.
Well,
I am not. Hi, welcome.
I am not. I know. No, I am terrible. No that's spam.
Okay. Here. Anyway.
Spam bad. I was waiting for this. See? Go ahead and finish us off. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Go ahead and finish us off. It.
All right, so if you want to find out where we are, go check out adventuresinazaroth.com. If you would like to send an email, please send through any emails to podcast@adventuresinazaroth.com. And Twitter is @ADVAzaroth. Don't forget, Twitch is twitch.tv/ADVAzaroth. Stone, where can we find you?
Sorry, I was changing the... Okay, so it's only for followers. Okay, so that will help a little bit with that. Okay, so you can find me on Twitter at stonegrasp, and I also have a website with a .com for that. So everything's just there. Everything's there. So
yeah,
if you go to my Twitter, there's a .com for that, and I post
that's
stuff.
And... Show title?
No. Yeah. This is not the world of Peacecraft. That's absolutely the title of the show. This is not the world of Peacecraft.
That is good. That is, yes. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Exactly. Right. Okay, so where you can find me, don't forget, on Twitter @LetaWow, which is LETTAWOW, as well as WoW Challenges Podcast. And that's pretty much it because, behind the avatar.
Oh, what? No. Don't say that.
Yeah. No. We have to make some decisions, but anyway.
Wow.
Don't forget why. What were you going to say?
I was going to say there's actually something. Right. Yeah, I know. So there's actually, we're going to be making something, I think, in the new year for the new year. I'm very excited. I don't want to say what, but very excited. It's very exciting. Very excited.
I have no idea what the hell you're talking about. Do I know?
Nope.
Don't. Okay.
It is not related to World of Warcraft, and it is not a podcast. Very happy. Okay. Very excited. Okay. We don't know an exact date, but January this coming year. Or this next January coming. This January coming.
Can you not give, like, stop it?
Yes.
It's like we're not even in November. Oh, freaking hell.
Yes.
Honestly.
Yes.
Stop it. Anyway, thank you to everyone for all. Thank you for everyone for the likes and retweets.
Oh, you did it. Okay. Okay.
Hey, you said worse before, so I'm
on
just
the
going
show.
With it.
No, I didn't say worse
before. Yeah, it's just earlier.
Hell?
I'm not saying it again, so you gotta beat me twice.
I have not said worse on this show. I have not said
before.
On this show right now. On this show that we're recording right now.
Yes.
What did I say? Okay, you need to go type it into chat. Okay, finish it up and then you'll tell me after because
I will tell you after it. Yes. Okay. Thanks for all the likes and the retweets. Don't forget that you can find the show on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Google Play. Other than that, everyone have a good week. God bless God. Bye, Bob. Bye, Bob.
Bye.
On Twitter.
Twitter soon.
Ish.
Adventures in Azeroth is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright
2019.
AdventuresInAzeroth.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for this show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incompideck.com. No copyright infringement is intended.